Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Michal Daf Lamed Aleph, and we're starting about the fourth line with the quote from the Mishnah Rabbi Kiva Omer Akol Helecha Chakrim Batanor, and the Vilna Daf. It's right at the beginning of Yud Ches Amud Beis, and today's office sponsor Lilu Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now Rabbi Kiva argued with Tanakam in the Mishnah that even if a person became a ger after he already been megagel his dough, since it was before Krim Batanor, it's still Chavin Chala. Second Mar clarifies this: Chavraya say B'shem Rabbi Blazer, Mother Rabbi Kiva Chamim. Rabbi Kiva does agree to the Chamim Beisas Hedyot. Then we're dealing with just a regular dough of a Hedyot of a regular person. He wasn't Megayer, just a regular Yid making a dough. Shagagula Tivula, that's when it hits the stage of Gilgal, when it's fully kneaded, that's when it becomes Tevel and it's Chayav and Chala, and we don't wait for Kriyam Batanar. And Rav Yilas says B'Shem Blazar, Mother Rabbi Kiva Chamim, Rabbi Kiva also agrees with the Chamim, B'Isas Hektish, that when a dough is being made in the Rishos of Hektish, Shagagula Ptura, that when it hits the stage of Gilgal, it's Pata from Chala, because in the Rishos of Hektish, and we know already that Hektish's dough is Pata from Chala. And according to what we just said, Rabbi Kiva is only Machmir when we're talking about a Ger, that even though Gilgal happened when he was still a non Jew, since that not yet reached Krim and Batanur, it's going to be Chayav and Chala. Now the Gemara tells us that Kahana Omar, Kahana tells us, Divrei Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Kiva, Ein Miruach Pater Makam Hektesh, the Miruach does not pater when we're dealing with Hektesh. What's this referring to? So we had mentioned this earlier in the Masechta, the Karban Omer started out as 3 saw of flour and was refined 13 times until all that remained was just an Isarain and the other flour was sold. And the Chum hold that this leftover flour is Pater from Meiser because it reached Miruach while in the Rishus of Hektesh, but it's Chayav and Chala when the person ultimately makes it into dough, whereas Rabbi Kiva argues that it's Chayav and Meiser, and the Kahana explains that this is because Rabbi Kiva holds that Miruach Hektesh does not pater for Meiser. And that's this line of Kahana that we just read, Divrei Rabbi Kiva in Miruach pater makam Hektesh. Now Rabbi Yonah tells us, Hadata Kahana pligal Rabbi Blazer. This member of Kahana is not like Rabbi Blazer, because Rabbi Blazer just told us that Rabbi Kiva holds that Gilgal in the Rishos of Hektesh paters from Chala, and we're assuming that the same would apply to Miruach. Namely, Rabbi Blazer holds Rabbi Kiva would also pater grain from Meiser if Miruach was done by Hektesh, and that's definitely not like Kahana. And that's Gemara Lamed Aleph Amud Beis on top clarifies, Manda Amar Gilgal Pater, Hamiruach Pater, whoever holds a Gilgal Paters, holds a Miruach and the Rishos of Hektesh also Paters, Umanda Amar in Gilgal Pater, in Miruach Pater, and the one that holds the Gilgal does not Pater from Chala, even though it's in the Rishos of Hektesh, holds a Miruach, does not Pater in the Rishos of Hektesh either. Biram, Kirabanin, however, the Rabbanin hold different. Gilgal Pater, Rishos Hagai, if the dough is needed in the Rishos of Hagai, it's Pater from Chala. Now here's a key Girsa change, Ve'ein Hamiruach Pater, Rishos Hagai, but Miruach and the Rishos of Hagai does not Pater from Meiser. Now, we have a question on the Rabbanon. Gilgal Pater Rishos Hagai, Ein Hamiruach Pater Rishos Hagai. If you're going to say that the dough reached Gilgal when it was in the Rishos Hagai, that paters it from Chala, so why won't we say the same exact thing with Meiruach? If the grain had Meiruach done to it when it was Rishos Hagai, it should be Pater from Meiser as well. Why would the Chum differentiate? And the answer is, Shanya Hi, it's different when we're dealing with Meiser, the Chsib, because the Pasuk says, V'chol Meiser Aretz Mizera Ha'aretz, and all Meiser Aretz from Mizera Ha'aretz, and we're seemingly learning from the word V'chol, and all the Meiser, that tells us that even though it reached Meruach in the Rishus of a guy, since it subsequently went to a Yid, it's going to still be Chayav and Meiser. However, we still try to use this and ask on Chala. V'hacha les ksiv milechem ha'aretz. Over here, when we're talking about Chala, doesn't it say milechem ha'aretz? So why not apply the same in the case of Chala? And the answer is milechem leikol lechem. We're focusing on the letter mem over here. Milechem, from the lechem, from the bread of land, you would have to take off Chala. But not all bread of land is Chayav to have Chala taken off of it. And therefore, we're able to say that if Gilgal happened in the Rishus of a guy, it's Pater from Chala. Now, Ruchanin Abrid Rav Hillel, he tells us, Min Adad Rabbanin, from this member of the Rabbanon, Ananyal Finon, the less Hadad de Kahana, Pligal Rav Blazar, we can learn that this member of Kahana does not argue with Rav Blazar, Kimad Rabban Amri, Gilgal Pater Rishus Agai, Ein Amirach Pater Rishus Agai, that just like the Rabbanon say, the Gilgal of a dough in the Rishus of a guy paters from Chala, but Meiruach in the Rishus of a guy does not pater from Meiser, Ken Rav Kiva, Rav Kiva also says, Ein Gilgal Pater Rishus Agai, Vein Amirach Pater Rishus Hektesh. Namely, Kahana does not argue with Rav Blazar, because Rav Blazar is talking about Gilgal, and Kahana is talking about Meiruach. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha. Hey, for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.